Pamela Hamby and Jeff Wells have their Saturday ritual, maybe do some household chores, run some errands, and then hit the downtown recycling center to get some new art supplies.
We're always looking for that really unusual piece. It's like being on a hunt at a beach for those seashells that you love to bring home from a vacation. This is a lot the same way for us.
The couple has been together for 5 years and collaborating on art projects for the last two. Perched on top of one of the dumpsters, they fish through the sea of bottles.
We have some like garden rake type things that we've picked up at Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever, and we use those to kind of push the bottles around. We'll source our bottles here, pull out the ones that we really like, and take them home, scrape the labels, see if I'm able to cut them or do anything specific with them.
And they're looking for all kinds.
Today we have managed to find some Tanqueray bottles that have a nice little design molded into the bottle, and we've gotten some different shape bottles. The Glenlivet's, which is a whiskey bottle, has a nice punt and an unusual shape. It's kind of nice. You never know what you're going to get.
They come so often, they're regulars. Richard Irby, one of the center's operators, says he looks forward to seeing them each week.
If I see anything unusual or something I know they like painted on labels or different designs and type, yeah, I try to put it to the side for them. So I love it. I mean, it's a great idea.
What the glass is reused for depends on the creation of the day. Pamela Hamby and Jeff Wells use recycled glass to make wind chimes, elegant drinking glasses, and whimsical outdoor art that combine his love of metal welding and her talent for glass cutting.
It's really nice to be able to take something that would normally be trash and turn it into a real treasure for somebody else.
After almost 2 hours, they found enough to get them through the week.
All right, that'll do it for our sourcing today, so we'll head back to the house.
But not before saying thank you to the folks at the center.
Just always leave a donation in the collection box.
Okay, so this guy's made out of, this is rebar, the spear point, and the...
Hamby and Wells are dedicated to their sustainable art craft. They've converted their two-car garage into an art studio. One side is for welding and metal work, his side... The other is for cleaning, cutting, sanding, and manipulating the glass, her side. Although some of the art that comes out of the studio is purely glasswork, there are many pieces where their two mediums come together. The metal Wells uses is, of course, recycled or salvaged.
But it is the perfect marriage of Jeff's welding and metalworking and my glassworking. So basically what this is a dragonfly.
A dragonfly that's been sculpted and welded by Wells from salvaged metal pieces.
Once the wings are shaped, I will come back in with the faux sea glass and I'll wire wrap it with copper wire and choose the different colors and things. So you'll see my glass and copper wire working along with Jeff's welding and metalworking.
Then there's the drinking glasses, the candle holders, and the kitschy lotion or soap dispensers made from classic glass Coke bottles and even a vintage Mrs. Butterworth bottle from the 70s. Depending on the piece, Hamby manipulates the glass by cutting, breaking, torching, and sometimes using a tumbling process. And all their work is collaborative and sustainable in one way or another.
Putting stuff back in the community and back into process, you know. Stuff that's going to be thrown away, you know, it's good to get it back in the system.
Using the recycled glass has been good for business. You can't beat the price.
If we don't have the cash on hand to purchase something, we don't extend credit. Everything is just whatever you can afford at that moment. And that's part of the reason as well that we do the recycling.
After a day full of searching for the perfect glass, breaking, cutting, and manipulating it, there are some pieces, Hamby says, that just aren't going to work out. But that doesn't mean they'll be thrown away.
When I have the really small pieces like that, those are usually just rejects. So I'll sweep them up. These are some of the tops that I can't use. And those will just go back to the recycle center and throw them back into the mix.
So next Saturday, when the two head back to the recycling center, they'll drop off some of those rejects. Then it's back to the hunt for the perfect bottle. For WBHM, I'm Sarah D'Elia.